You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
Matt's been dreaming of that one. That's to drop the Nancy Pelosi digging a hole to China. I was having this discussion.
Ill-informed, weird, and mildly racist, it almost seems like.
She can never be racist. She's beautiful. She's a Democrat. Other than Katie Hobbs, she's a racist. So, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's happy hour week, as we like to say. It's coming up this Thursday.
Goodness.
5:30 at the fabulous Dominic's Real Italian on Thorndale and Cortero. A good portion of you have, in a classy way, RSVP'd at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com, and I appreciate you doing that. I still need you guys to do it so we can let Ted and the crew know. We want to staff up correctly, right? I don't want you waiting too long for your gimlet and your calzone, as we like to say. So... wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Matthew Neely, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. It's a lovely Monday. We had a cleansing rain overnight.
Oh my God.
It was a nice cool morning with the rain cooled air. It's beautiful.
The Rito Warsh was running pretty well as I cruised over it this morning. So... it was real deal. So a bunch of people went up to Catalina State Park and do at least the canyon loop up there, and the water was running just beautifully. Nice. I assume Sabino Canyon is also
rocking and rolling. You know, occasionally intermittent thunder punctuating the wee small hours this morning, midnight till about 2.
We had a couple of cool boomas in the OV that were pretty loud. One actually woke me up for a little bit there. It was that loud. So,
Can I do it one more time before you do the rundown?
Absolutely.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
What the hell? Imagine if Trump said that.
Can you imagine?
I mean, holy moly. Holy moly.
They say Biden's the one who lost it.
We're to a point now where, look at the people making this. I'm kind of done with this crew, right? I'm done with, I need the next generation of crew to run in here now. I'm between Schumer and Cocaine Mitch.
Well, the
and
sad
Pelosi.
Thing is the next generation is AOC. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
You know, it's like I'm looking back down on the Rand Paul age of the Republican Party kind of thing. So now, not that I'm saying Rand Paul's the end all be all. I'm just telling you, at least the guy fights for something a little bit. All right. And we'll have that. I had a big discussion about this with Greek Zach, who does not do cafecitos. And, is the Republican Party, the Republicans that we send up to Congress, are they really just speed bumps to the ultimate America just kind of crashing and burning? And that's a possibility. Matt, I think we just had a miracle. We did. The Wi-Fi just kicked back on.
Well, look at that.
So. See? The one, it's like the day after Ray's not here. And I'm like, who do I call?
So be of good cheer, Theo.
I did send Matt a press conference from a couple of months ago by a young lady named Talonia Adams. We might play it every day between now and Election Day. Just so you know. We're going to remind you who Talonia's going to remind you of who she is before this is over. Okay. Oh, Matt, how did your weekend go? Let's start with that. When you left me, you were heading towards barbacoa and taco sauce.
It went really well. Yeah, it went very well. And
you sent me the recipes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So these are basically the slow cooker barbacoa with this killer chipotle crema kind of sauce you would drizzle on your meat or your taco.
Yep. Good stuff.
I'm sure you could put that on a lot. I could see that on a kick butt corn, little corn tortilla taco, right?
Mm-hmm.
With slightly, very thinly battered shrimp with a little cabbage.
Absolutely.
And then drizzle that on there.
You're right there.
I think that'd be.
Yep. You are right there. Little squeeze of lime and you're
rocking and or rolling.
Rocking and or rolling, yes. Thank you, Ed.
Yes.
Yes. Other than that, pretty quiet. Did some stuff around here on Saturday, as a matter of fact. And then
you were here at the studio Saturday?
Correct.
What
yes.
were you doing?
Practicing to fill in for Tom on a couple of Saturdays.
Look at you. Animal.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Good.
And they moved our office since
got to see John C. Scott. I haven't seen
yes,
him in a while.
Yes, John C. Scott.
We laughed. We had a good laugh about, I said, could you imagine 15, 16 years ago when I first met him over at the Jolt up on Broadway that I would have been 16 years later running the board for him.
Matt Neely, you are the best fill-in producer we've ever had here at the John C. Scott Show.
So
live at Austin's for the best in homemade ice cream and hamburgers.
They had a kind of a cherry ice cream that was the bomb there at their old location.
The cherry bomb.
So good. So good.
Austin's. John always did that great dramatic pause right before saying the word Austin's.
Yep.
A live remote here at Austin's.
And I got to see the transformation of Mr. Alexander's old office into a production studio for Urbana and Poderosa. Very nice.
Yeah, they moved our office. Now I can just trip across the hallway.
Right.
I can see some of the other jocks around here complaining about how messy it is right across the studio.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the same treatment of it for the... I'm sorry we didn't get the same wood and...
No, we're not getting any wood. I mean, I would have thought... I mean, think if they were going to take stuff from our office, I always thought the next move was the dumpster in the back. So the idea that we move closer to Patty's office possibly...
And we have a window.
We do have a window now.
Come on. Yeah.
We had our good friends at Window Depot provide us some kind of windows to have... You know, so you can have a little... Some sort of light coming into your office instead of just... You know, the classic, whatever.
Nice.
So but, we do have a window, like less needed walls. We have walls and we have a window now. So it's looking up here at the old Wake Up Tucson. So.
Absolutely. And Carlos did a fantastic job on his new production.
Did Carlos do the woodwork?
He did it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
he's excellent. Like Bob Vila on Roy's.
Absolutely.
Nice job, Carlos.
Sweet, huh?
Way sweet. I brought Matt a little dessert today.
Thank you very much.
I got him I made a lemon blueberry scones.
That was very considerate.
Saturday to celebrate the start of the English Premier League season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at Costco on Thursday and I did buy a canister of Paola Tulliani's Dolce Vita Biscotti. So
looking
they're good.
Forward to dunking in my coffee.
She means business.
She does. So, I loved her ads.
I did too.
Loved her ads.
Again. So for me personally, I got a couple minutes. I went up to Phoenix and just did the day trip and I stayed at we did like the boys' day. It was like the boys, it was me, my son and a friend of mine up there, and we did we nailed it out. DeFalco's Deli.
Neat place.
We did DeFalco's, got my Italian beef with the vibrant red peppers on it. It was pretty amazing. My buddy got a really cool one of the cold cut sandwiches with the capicola, prosciutto, and stuff. Chocolate covered cannolis. Not just the edges. They dipped the whole thing and then they put the filling in it. That was pretty good. And then I got a killer summer rate at the Camelback Inn. The JW Camelback Inn. And I never stay there. I've been there for a banquet or two, but Bill Marriott calls it his favorite resort of
all.
That's
right. Yeah.
And I get it now. Very nice.
Classic old guard Scottsdale resort, Paradise Valley, actually it is. And
you know, Camelback on one side, then you got that other hill where the zoo is, off the other whatever the heck they call that lump
Mummy
of rocks. Mummy Mountain, that's right. Yeah. And it was beautiful.
Right next to El Choro.
That's true.
If you want to do the Sunday brunch thing, over the top Sunday brunch.
Oh, and, well, we did not do any of that. That was, you know, even, you know, an omelet at the Camelback was 26.
Yeah, right.
You could choose two ingredients for a $26 omelet or something.
So when I was a very young lad, and the resorts were trying to figure out, because a lot of them used to close in the summer.
Yep.
Right. And so, and this is one of the things that my dad was kind of working with them to make it more of a year-round place. So what Camelback Inn started to do, and I have many fond memories of the Camelback Inn, is they would do a dine in a movie, you know, movie, dinner, hit the pool, and they put a movie on for everybody.
Nice.
And boy, just a lot of really great from the very early 70s of doing that at Camelback Inn.
My nice quiet moment was yesterday morning. I had my tablet. I was watching Manchester United play like crap at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I sat in the old classic bar right there off the lobby, drinking my coffee, watching my soccer. It was it was nice and cloudy out. It was just really, really good. So
just love the old guard places up there.
Did that. We hit a brewery. Then we went to Topgolf on a 105 degree day, and it worked out just fine. Just fine. Between the misters and the fans. There's no sun because it all faces east kind of thing. That was great. And then we ended up at Grimaldi's in Old Town to finish off the day. It was a very, very good day. But I do like the feel of that hotel now that I'm older and able to kind of appreciate it more than I did whatever so many years I was there. But again, I get it. I do get it. So, all right, let's go to break. I'll do a quick rundown when we come back, and then Brother Joe in the third hour. But there's so much stuff. We're gonna quote Bernie Sanders on how much the Inflation Reduction Act does not reduce inflation. Who knew? The top 4% of the top 3%. We're going to go Raheena Romero. While people are suffering and being murdered in her town, she's going after Blake Masters and referencing the Nazi card. This is the leadership you have in this town. Remember, Tucson, for Raheena, you guys are a stepping stone.
Hobbs went to the Nazi card on Kerry Lake, and Raheena, a day later, goes to the Nazi card on Blake Masters. You'd almost think it was a coordinated, organized, you know, thing. You'd almost think that.
I think it is. So you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. It's the, there's so much stuff to cover today. Holy moly. It's also happy hour week. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. They did pass this pig of a... reduce inflation act, which again, I mean, I guess you just keep tripling down on your stupid ideology, right? This is where we're at. So who knew I was going to start off our morning by quoting Bernie freaking Sanders? Who knew? Who knew? So even Bernie got up on the floor of the Senate and said that this thing will do nothing to reduce inflation. Dems miffed about Bernie Sanders telling truth on Inflation Act. I mean, you got to watch the video of them clapping for themselves passing it. It's such a loser moment. It's right up there with them wearing their African garb and taking a knee in the... Nancy Pelosi looking like a bunch of virtue signaling fools.
Half of them having to be helped back up after they took the knee.
Correct. I was going to play Bernie, but I like doing my Bernie accents, my Bernie impression, so we're going to do it. Quote, according to the CBO and other economic organizations that have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation. That's from Bernie. So what did it do, right? Reporter said, I asked Bernie Sanders what he made about the fact Republicans were retweeting his criticisms of the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. And Bernie said, what they retweeted was accurate. That's fine. Look, the truth is the truth. So when Bernie comes out and tells you you're full of crap, you're I mean, as a Democrat, you're full of crap, right? So what are we doing here, right? What are we doing with this pig of a bill? I mean, David kind of told us on Thursday, right? It's just more candy. So what's so sick about this is we know part of the inflation problem is too much money chasing too few goods, right? And why is there too much money? Because we went insane with PPP and all of this other COVID crap, especially the money that went to the governments, right, too. That's also part of it. I mean, think about it. You want too much money chasing too few goods? Pima County just said they're going to give another $5 million to this Maximus losers for COVID tracing. They're not going to do COVID tracing. How much COVID tracing is Maximus? What have they been doing? Look at all your friends and family who've gotten COVID in the last 2 months. Mostly they're 99% of them are probably vaccinated, the vaccinated ones. You hear anything about COVID tracing? I guess Maximus was like, well, Pima County didn't give us $5 million, so we didn't do any. It meant it, now we're doing it, right? So this idea that blowing more money into this economy and saying it's an Inflation Reduction Act is like saying we're going to reduce the CDC. The CDC is going to come out and say we're going to. Well, I don't want to say that; it's too lascivious.
Well, on the other side of all the money they pumped into the economy, they flooded into the economy. No output that went along with it.
Correct.
Right? So, I mean, it's a double whammy.
There's no output, right? The other thing about all that money that went out, too, is you disincentivize people to work, right? Chris is going to have to wait till after break if I want to give him any sort of decent call here. So, we disincentive. So I saw, sad to say, Matthew Schwartz retweeted. He put it on his Facebook page. Someone's like, we just did 535,000 jobs, dude. Screw you. We're great. Look at labor participation rate. Look at the amount of people who are actually participating out there, and the number is down. It's not up. Right. And that's why that number is interesting, right? Because what you do is you take that. Remember, unemployment is based on people who are looking to work, right? Looking for work. Well, that number is lower than it's been in a long time. That's the problem. So don't buy into that crap either. All right. We're going to continue on with this discussion because remember, with the chaos at the border, right? We probably could use a few more Border Patrol agents, but we hired a different kind of agent. 87,000 new ones. It'll make you sick when you hear it. And then wait till we do some Laura Conover on her op-ed on how she's going to stop fentanyl. It is pathetic. Wake up. 790-2040. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. Happy hour week Thursday night. We'll be at Dominic's Real Italian, Bash's Shopping Center on Cartero and Thornydale. Is Christopher still there? 790-2040. Let's go to one of the better names of a caller, Chris on line two. Good morning, sir.
Mr. DeSimone.
What's up, youngster?
Youngster.
You just sound sound youthful today.
Drop the QT. No more QTs. I am done.
It's this Chris. I haven't heard of this Chris. And what happened to you? What did I say to anger you?
Just too much of a good thing, you know. Actually, what happened was people started recognizing me, approaching me, and I'm trying to do my work, and it's hot, and I'm in direct sunlight. Are you the crew? Do you call in to Wake Up Tucson? And I'm like, guilty as charged.
I love it. Well, Chris, how's things going out there, sir?
Oh, man, you opened that can of worms.
Wow.
The only reason I called you was I was on Spotify and I went to my Yes playlist and I thought about you.
Oh, that's beautiful. The
short distance.
You know what it is?
It's the wind all around me, you know.
I love it. Little Heart of the Sunrise to start off for a Monday.
Yeah, you're fired up this morning, buddy.
Well, there's lots of stuff to fire me up on. So, so what's going on in the streets of Tucson? So, Chris, of course.
Well, just one more thing.
Yes,
one
sir.
One more thing. It has been, as I told your call screener / traffic guy, it's been so long since I called in that I actually had to put a 520 in your contact because it wouldn't go through.
Oh, wow. That's true. It's been a while.
That's when I realized I at least got to start calling monthly. So I see you're mad about the IRS Expansion Act. What's up? Why are you mad?
Are you cool with the 87,000 more IRS agents?
Chris, I'm a window cleaner. They're coming for me. They might as well have us, you know? They're coming for the working. They're really coming for the people that really make America work on a daily basis. They're coming for the coffee drinkers, the cigarette smokers. You know, they're coming for the working people, the blue collar. And they're coming. Uber's really got them pissed. They don't like this. And, you know.
I do believe that the brunt of this IRS attack of 87,000 more agents is definitely going to affect the very small business owner. They're the ones who are going to feel it the worst.
You need to refer to it as what it is, the IRS Expansion Act.
I'm okay with that because they're calling it the IRA, right? The Inflation Reduction Act. So I like the...
They have literally... stuff has gone... Since the last time I talked to you, Mr. DeSimone, things have... The BS, and that's bat, you know, fill it in, craziness, yes. It's amplified to levels where now two quarters of nothing is not a reason. I mean, it's everything. I'm ready for the sun is the moon, and the moon is the sun, and they're going to push it, and people are going to buy it, and eventually we're going to be calling the opposite.
So remember when Donald Trump said the press is the media is the enemy of the American people, right?
Yeah.
Not only are most of them that, they're the enemy of reality, right? Because now women aren't women anymore, right?
Nope.
Right? Guys who pretend to be women can beat up women in sports, and that's cool, and that's liberating and progressive, right? And you're right about the money, right? These things don't add up. Two quarters is not a recession. I mean, we even got the that guy Jim Rounds who called up last week, the Economist guy, who's not necessarily a hard-left Democrat. I got him saying it's not a recession. Right. Well, maybe later. Might be a recession later. Okay. So yeah, everything's upside down, buddy. That's where you're at.
Well,
and the media is the blame.
Well, let's just call it what it is, Chris, on the financial aspect of what's been going, and especially over the last 18 months. It's been financial gain of function. They are literally weaponizing everything, but now it's all about financial gain of function. 87,000, that's part of it. The IRS Expansion Act is part of it. They're coming. The lack of food is part of it. Financial gain of function.
It's
bad. I hate to say this, and I am a proud American, but Chris, things are really bad. And don't even get me going on what's going over in Maricopa. It's a disgrace. The only positive I had this weekend was Megan McCain's tweets and her getting slapped around. Other than that, it's wow. They really and you got to remember, Chris, I'm from West Virginia, so Manchin and Sinema all the time. Can't take it. It's pathetic.
How's the give me the streets of Tucson? What's the streets of Tucson like since
the
last?
The streets are downtown. You got to give them credit. You see a purple shirt downtown, give them a high five and say you're doing it because they have it so clean down there. But Chris, until they do something about the Day of the Dead factor, which is all the there's so many people just wandering down there, Chris. You want the update? Like Ronstadt Center is so bad. It wants that. I watch my back down there now, so it's bad.
Well, you have to.
It's
it's one of the reasons
the new cops hard aren't in it either. These new the new DPD, it seems like all they do is respond to shootings and give tickets. There's a lot of new motorcycle cops, though. I've noticed that. They are out in force. They're really after, they really need income. They're hurting.
Well,
Biden's just got this economy just, he's pulling it 10 ways to Sunday.
It's too easy to hit him that, in the end, I still need traffic enforcement because people are driving like maniacs on the streets of Tucson right now.
Chris. No. That's not the point. I mean, they've always gone after tickets, but, you know, I have seen a couple detectives out. I actually saw an Oro Valley detective on the east side, way east side, toward the Rincon. And I talked to him because I was cleaning windows. And I said, oh, you're out of your jurisdiction. I checked his jurisdiction. He had on kind of a desert camo outfit.
Right.
And he said, yeah, I'm over here on a case. I'm a detective. He was only like 32. I said, wow, you're really young to be a detective. And he was kind of taken aback by it. But he said he was on the case. So I said, good luck.
Well, I mean, it's possible.
So there's a lot of crime, Chris. There's a lot of crime late at night. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of shootings. It's just bad. So hopefully the new law enforcement, these new recruits, they can get a handle on it. But it's easy to fix, but it just requires, I hate to say it, but a heavy hand of law enforcement to deal with the heavy hand of criminality. It's got to be equal force. In fact, more force by the police. So, but
again, they have added a few more new cops, but in the end, it's really, you know, in relation to the need, it's hitting a forest fire with a garden hose is where we're at.
Yeah.
So, well, Chris, stay safe out there.
Oh, I'll always, Chris, and I appreciate you getting the word out on everything. And I just happened to, another thing that happened is my AM crapped out in the vehicle.
So, oh, no.
Unfortunately, you need to get one of those call-in lines where you can call in and listen to your show. That's kind of popular now with radio.
The only thing I can tell you is, you know, there's that TuneIn app that you can put on your phone. It'll cost you data, but the app doesn't cost you anything. So you can listen.
No. I only have an email app in my phone and my VPN.
Gotcha.
I don't even do any apps, Chris. But I'll call in again. But like I said, remember the IRS Expansion Act and financial gain of function. And that's what it's all about right now. And we'll see what the winter brings, because if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. We're going to be starving this winter. So,
well,
hopefully they're wrong.
Look what Europe's doing. Look what the Germans are doing. They're talking about how they're going to have to, you know, burn wood to keep warm this winter.
Oh, they're gone. They're in a pickle. But, Chris, I'll just be blunt. The canary is on its back and its legs twitching. That's all I got to say.
Chris, I'm not going to argue with you right now. So have a good day, my friend. There he is, Chris, our window washer. So the expansion of the IRS, like Chris was saying, is going to make the IRS bigger than the FBI, Border Patrol, and State Department combined with their extra 87,000. It's $750 billion, this thing. It still has to go through the House. The funding would mark a 600% increase from 2021 when the Bureau received $12.6 billion. So a 600% increase in funding of the IRS. And Democrats that have supported this want them to do more audits.
Well, at least we can count on the IRS. It's never been weaponized for political use. So at least we've got that, right, Chris?
Let's go to the Lois Lerner hotline. Now, if you remember Lois Lerner under the Obama administration, her job was in relation to people who wanted to become nonprofits, kind of thing. But basically, she was investigating all these Tea Party organizations and shutting them down because they saw which way the wind was blowing.
Her boss's boss saw which way the wind was blowing.
And then when you looked at the White House guest log of how many times Lois Lerner visited the White House, for someone in her position, it's probably never happened in the history of the United States of America. So, remember, Joe Biden's boss, Barack Obama, already used the IRS as a weapon. So why would Joe and these losers stop now? And again, right? Who's fighting in the Republican Party for this? In the end. I mean, it's pretty disgusting, right? And the idea that they're calling it an Inflation Reduction Act. It should be insulting to the average American's intelligence.
Right.
Very insulting. Like, very insulting.
Boy, and the transformation of cinema from Green Party activists for the poor and low income in kind of southeast Phoenix there.
Right.
When she first got into the legislature. And now she held out for what? A tax carve out for billionaires. Amazing transformation.
And that's the reason she said she voted for it.
She even got Ruben Gallego to use foul language again, which I know is not a rarity, but.
Now, Ruben, if you use that kind of foul language with Feng Feng and Eric in Qatar, they might arrest him.
Right.
So very. So again, this is actually pretty sick stuff. Right. That kind of government spending. I mean, think about it. You're going to heat the economy again. And you're going to say it reduces inflation. This is why this is why the press, they have no, they have no sense of conscience anymore, right? They're so into the Democrat thing, right? And the thing is, remember, the Democrat thing is anything that's opposite of Trump. When we get to the Conover, which we will at the top of the hour, the Conover piece about reducing fentanyl, right? And this goes back to loser Rex Scott with his gun thing, right? Is you can't mention the chaos at the border. You can't acknowledge it. You can't even look at it because Trump was right about controlling the border, right? Basically, again, reduces the misery on the average American. Reduces the misery on low-income Americans, right? At the same time, David Schweikert and the stats that he's presented at Ways and Means is between the tax cuts and closing down on immigration on the border brought more value to the average American's work hour, right? They were making more per hour because there wasn't competition for their jobs, and there was all of this economic vitality going on. Right. And all, think about this. It just took 18 months to murder that. Then you throw in the throttling of the American gas production, and it's the finishing move. It's like, you know, it's like in Street Fighter when you got the person down in the little computer game, go, I think it's Street Fighter, finish him. Right. And then you throttle the gas. And I got the, remember, the family in Tucson that's paying, that makes, you know, $29,000 household income now has to pay $5 a gallon for gas. I mean, this is why the press sucks. There's lots of reasons the press sucks. And all of the, you know, cocaine, I know they kind of, quote, try to frustrate it and make it go longer, which they showed a little bit of fight. But like Greek brother Zach and I were talking about is over a cafecito with Uzo in it, okay? Are most of these Republicans just speed bumps to a de-evolution of the government, right? Because what are they doing, right? Trump got in there with his 4 years. He had the House for 2 years, and they didn't. What'd they do? They got the tax cuts. That was great. What else did they do? And then he let that bureaucracy fester in D.C., and they spent 4 years figuring out how to kill him. So what are we doing? But this is insulting, right? And the idea that, oh, we'll get to this. Let's go to break. There's an op-ed in the paper and the Dead Star that was, I'll just mention it. It's precious. That's all I'll tell you. Wake up Tucson. Is this your Killer Queen? I was going to say something, but then I decided to pull back.
Waved it off.
Waved it off.
Waved off the jam.
You're on. It's Monday on Wake Up Tucson, as you can tell. I have not had Filthy Pirate yet. I need to go get some.
It's waiting for you, sir.
Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 Voice. 6:54 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 Voice, local news and talk. You know, Bill Maher over at Realtime, you know, he's definitely having the red pill year here, or year and a half, whereas things get kookier. I got to give him credit. At least he calls out a good portion of this crap. He took aim at Gavin Newsom, basically thought, remember Newsom was going after Ron DeSantis? So think about this. All the problems in California, Newsom's wasting taxpayer dollars to shame Ron DeSantis in Florida. Right? And we'll get to again, this is playing national politics, just like our loser mayor. We'll get to that in a second, in the next hour. But so Maher pushed back and said, while, you know, he lives in California, you know, that's where he does the show, he says he's always felt freer in Florida. Quote, "I feel like Florida and California crystallized the two sides of America. And man, it's so interesting. Republicans, freedom was always their brand." He talks about abortion rights because he thinks that's taking away freedom. It's kind of a new ball game with that, he began saying. He pointed out how Newsom dictates the lives of people in California, referring to the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine mandates, which caused many residents to lose their jobs. Quote, "I don't want to be dictated to. I must insist that they don't insist how I handle my health," he argued. Matt Taibbi from who used to be Rolling Stone, he's been kind of red pilled also. He was on the show with him. He said, "There's lots of people who associate Democrats with being taken off the internet. It's a complete opposite of what I remember liberalism being about, unquote. Then Maher turned his focus on Democrats being so offended and butthurt over every little thing. And he went after the people that went after Dave Chappelle. He says, "Democrats have lost their sense of humor. Chappelle getting kicked out pissed me off. The people say cancel culture isn't a real thing, ?" unquote. Again, they will do anything to win. That's where we're at. They don't care who they hurt. The power is the thing, sad to say. And don't get me wrong, there's some Republicans like that too. Right? If you want to make yourself sick, Lindsey Graham's on with some other guy talking about the 87,000 who, oh, it was a Blumenthal, that idiot from Connecticut, right? And he was kind of laughing off the 87,000 IRS agents. And Lindsey's just sitting there kind of yakking it up with him on the air, right? And you're like, Phil wanted me to reflect on the numbers of how much money was going again to the IRS. He just couldn't believe what I said. It's a 600% increase in funding to the IRS. And what will happen is think about this. So this is the number I didn't say. They're going to add 87,000 employees to a staff of, 78,000 employees. So we're going to more than double the entire IRS. What are we doing?
With more agents, we'll be able to recover more money. That's the argument. That's the sad argument.
And of course, the non-cafecito Zach was saying that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan wouldn't fight to make the Trump's tax cuts permanent. He says we're at this point because of weak Republicans. Also, Mitch and Ryan couldn't secure funding for the border wall. This is later. Paul Ryan, the proxy war in Ukraine. Yeah, I don't know what we're getting out of Ukraine. I don't know what we're getting out of that. I mean, Zelensky's taking Vanity Fair photo shoots during a war. What are we doing here? Was that to get the Vanity Fair rich people to send them money? You know what I would do? You know what? You'll be a great place to get money for Ukraine. I think we should bring the Clinton Foundation back online.
There you go.
I'm sure there'll be no scrape there.
Take the 97% scrape. And
So it's one of the more horrible holidays today. I forgot to bring this out earlier. Pray for me. It's International Cat Day.
Sorry, man.
Right? It's National Dollar Day. That's a loaded holiday. How much is that sucker worth now? Remember, the dollar store is not even a dollar anymore. National Frozen Custard Day. That's it's Odie Day, of course, Garfield's buddy.
Ah.
We love Odie. It's VJ Day, but you have to call it Victory Day now because saying victory over Japan is probably a little more politically incorrect. And then it's National Zucchini Day. Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.